July 23rd, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am your heavenly Father. I transcend time and space to be with you. I return to you to encourage your nation to be a sign to all nations of Christian unity. Be united in obedience to my commandments. Do not fear opposition, but unite against it. Change the moral atmosphere of this country by allowing sin to be defined. Make the difference between good and evil a criteria for decisions, especially politically. Cease in allowing moral issues into political issues. Foster in the citizenry a desire to please me by obeying my commandments. If you do these things with a sincere heart, your nation will prosper and find security amidst the threats which are abundant and particular to these times. My hand of blessing will rest upon you. I am watching. Make this a new renaissance of holy love. A note is given to read Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9. For behold, upon the stone which I have set before Joshua, upon a single stone with seven facets, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the guilt of this land in a single day. Another note is given to read Baruch chapter 4, 1 through 4. She is the book of the commandments of God and the law that endures forever. All who hold her fast will live, and those who forsake her will die. Turn, O Jacob, and take her. Walk toward the shining of her light. Do not give your glory to another or your advantages to an alien people. Happy are we, O Israel, for we know what is pleasing to God. Another note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.